Beruchim Haboyim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, eight lines from the top, from the two dots. The Gemara had just previously told us the dimensions of a Karmelis are Arba Tfochim by Arba Tfochim and a height of Asara Tfochim. The Gemara now brings back a statement in regards to the Karmelis. Says the Gemara, Gufo, Omar Rav Gidol, Omar Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Omar Rav, Bayis She'ein Toichoi, Asara, v'kruyoi mashlimoi la'asara. If you have a house that has only nine, let's say, tfachim high, the walls are only nine tfachim, and the ceiling is an additional tefach, which is mashlim la'asara tfachim. Al gagoi muter l'taltel bekuloi. On top of the roof, it's a private domain, it's a rishus hayochid, and therefore he's able to then walk and metaltil on that roof. But inside of that area, he cannot even walk dalad amos because it is a karmelis. Says the Gemara, Omra baye, v'im chokak boy dalad al dalad, v'hishlimo la'asara, mutal taltil bekuloi. Abaye says if he would dig an area of dalid al dalid tfochim, whereby then there's going to be asara tfochim between the ground after he dug it out and the roof and the ceiling. So he says, then he would be able to then walk in the entire area as much as he would like to, be metaltel that area, because it would have the din of a reshus hayochid. My taima, what's the reason? Have chori reshus hayochid, because then it would be considered to be holes of a reshus hayochid. Vechori reshus hayochid ki reshus hayochid domu, and just like if you have holes on the walls of reshus hayochid, so those holes in the walls are also considered to be a reshus hayochid. So too over here, since over here he would make Dalid al Dalid that would have Asara Tfachim, which is dimensions of Rishus HaYochid. So even outside the Dalid al Dalid, within the walls, is considered to be also a Rishus HaYochid, because this digging is considered to be Chorei Rishus HaYochid. What's the source for this? Says the Gemara, the Itmar. It says the following, Chorei Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid Domoi, that the holes of a Rishus HaYochid, in the walls of Rishus HaYochid, if you have holes or cracks in that wall, those cracks or those holes have the din of Rishus HaYochid. Chori Rishus HaRabim. On the other hand, if you have a wall that is adjacent to a Rishus HaRabim, so there's a machloikis, what we say about those holes in the walls of the adjacent wall to the Rishus HaRabim. Abai Oimer Ki Rishus HaRabim Domo. Rava Omer Lav Ki Rishus HaRabim Domo. Abai maintains that it is like the Rishus HaRabim. But Rava argues and says, no, it loses its status as Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it has a different status. If it's Dalid Tvachim, then it'll be Rishus HaYochid. If it's less than Dalid Tvachim, then it'll be a Karmelis. Says the Gemara, or rather a Makom Petur, says the Gemara, Omar Lei Rava Le'abaye. Lidi doch, according to you, the Amris Chori Rishus HaRabim Ki Rishus HaRabim Domo. Rava says to Abai, you who say that Rishus HaRabim, the Chorim of the Rishus HaRabim of that adjacent wall, the holes or the cracks, have the same din as the Rishus HaRabim. If that's so, he asks, Maishno Meho, what is the difference from the this that we said, the chiaser of Dimiyam Rabbi Yochanan, lo nitzurcha el lekaren zavis hasmuch l'rishus harabim. What is the difference between this and that which was told to us on Ahmed Aleph, describing the dimensions of a not just the dimensions, but the rishus of a karmelis? That we said that even though you have an area that is in the middle of the plaza of the city, which is considered to be a rishus harabim, but if you have if you have, let's say, houses we described that are adjacent to this Rishus HaRabim, or let's say it's a thoroughfare rather, not the plaza, but a thoroughfare where there are houses that are lined up against the Rishus HaRabim, and you have one house that is jutted in, let's say, like we said, like a triangle, and therefore there's corners on either sides. So we said, even though it's true that people, when there's a lot of traffic, will then walk in those jutted areas because there's no space to walk or to stand in, for that matter, but nonetheless, it loses its status as a Rishus HaRabim, and is considered to be a Karmelis instead. So asks Rava the following question: V'tahave kechari Rishus HaRabim. Let this be like Charim of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore let it have the status of a Rishus HaRabim. Not like you're saying before, it was said before that it's a Karmelis. The Gemara answers, Abai answers, Hasam lo necho tashmishte. Hocha necho tashmishte. The difference is that over there, it was not noyach, it was not convenient to then be using that area. Only if a person was stuck because he couldn't walk or stand anywhere, so we go to that area, which is the corners of the Rishus HaRabim. But these holes or these cracks are convenient for the people who are walking in Rishus HaRabim. If they want to place something, a small object, to put it in that crack or in that hole, and then leave it there temporarily until they come back for it later, that's convenient usage. And therefore, that's why it has the status of Rishus HaRabim. Tnan, the Gemara tries to ask further. It says in the Mishnah, Hazarek Dalad Amois Bekoisel. We saw this Mishnah earlier on the Amud. It says, a person who throws Dalar Amos, hitting the Koisel with this object that he's throwing. Lamala Ma'asara Kizorek Ba'avir. If he hits the wall that is higher than 10 Tefachim, then it's considered to be as if he threw it in the Avir. Lamata Ma'asara Tefachim Kizorek Ba'aretz. But if he throws it within Asar Tefachim of the wall, then it's considered to be on the ground, meaning that it's nach, it lands on the ground, and therefore it's as if he threw in the Rishus HaRabim from the Dalet Amos that he was throwing. Now the Gemara wants to then understand this Mishnah better, which is really the explanation we had already given in the previous shir, as follows. My kizorek ba'aretz. The Gemara works out, what does it mean that you're zorek on the ground, when you throw this object and it hits the wall within Asar Tefachim? The Mishnah says it's as if he was Zorek Ba'aretz. What does that mean that you were Zorek on the Aretz? It hit the wall. Not only that, says the Gemara, V'hol loy nach, it didn't stay on the wall. And therefore, how can it be considered to be then making a Hoitzah of Dalet Amos in the Rishus HaRabim? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Bidvei lo shmeina shanu. We're talking about a case where he threw a juicy fig, and therefore it was a plump fig. When he threw it, the fig then stuck against the wall. Therefore, it was nach. V'isalke daich dechari Rishus HaRabim k'Rishus HaRabim damu. And if you want to suggest that indeed, according to you, Abayi, that the holes of the Rishus HaRabim have the din of a Rishus HaRabim, then lama li l'ukma b'dvei l'shmeina. Why do we have to make the case as being somebody threw one of these plump figs and it's stuck on the wall? L'ukma b'tzror v'cheifetz v'denach b'chor. Say that we're talking about a case where he threw a small stone, a pebble, or a small object, and it went into the hole of this wall. That would be a more likely case. Zimne Meshani Lo. Sometimes Abai answered this way, the following. Shiny Tsroy Vechefetz, the Mahadir Vasi. Tsroy, a pebble and an object, is different because when it hits the wall, it will bounce back. And therefore, the Mishnah couldn't explain it in that way. Zimnin Meshani Lo. Because still the less Bechor. And sometimes Abai would answer that we're talking about a case where the wall did not have a hole in it, and therefore there's no kasha in Abaye. We can still say Chari Rishus HaRabim is K'Rishus HaRabim. Mimai, says the Gemara, asks the Gemara, Mimai, Midiktani Reisha Zorak Lamala. How do you know that indeed it doesn't have a Chor? Let's prove it from the Mishnah itself. Midiktani Reisha Zorek lamala ma'asar tfachim kezorek ba'avir, from the fact that the Reisha teaches when you throw an object that is higher than asar tfachim, it's considered to be in the avir. V'salkedaita b'koisil, the east bechor, but if you want to suggest that we're talking about where the wall does have a chor, it does have a wall, a hole in it, then amai kezorek ba'avir. Honach bechor. Why say in the Reisha that it's as if it was Zorek Ba'avir, because it's a Rishus HaRabim, and higher than Asar Tzvachim is not considered to be Rishus HaRabim, so it's as if you threw it in the air. Why do you have to say that? Honach Bechor. It went into a Chor, and if it went into a hole in the wall that was higher than Asar Tzvachim, then it would be considered to be now in the Rishus HaYachid, whereby he did a Hotzah from Rishus HaRabim, and is Machnis into the Rishus HaYachid by throwing the object into the hole in the wall higher than Asar Tzvachim, and now being a Rishus HaYochid. V'chitem of Yosei masnis in the les bihu. And by the way, and therefore, if that was not the case in the Reisha, then it can't be the case in the Seifa, because you have to be consistent. If the Reisha is not talking about a Chor, then the Seifa also cannot be talking about a Chor. V'chitem of masnis in the les bihu dalad al dalid. And if you want to say that the Mishnah is not talking about dalad al dalid, and therefore would not be a private domain of a Rishus HaYochid, because a Rishus HaYochid is defined as Dalid al Dalid, and it can go up as high as the Rakia, but if it's not Dalid al Dalid, you'll suggest, V'omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Chia, Zorek lemalo me'asar tfochim, V'holcha v'nocha b'chor, kol shehu, that we're talking about, Rav Chia says, if a person were to throw up an object higher than asar tfochim, and it lands in a chor, a small hole, Bonu l'machlogs Rabbi Meir Rabbanon. That's the machlogs between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon. The Rabbi Meir sovar choikigin lahashlim. Rabbi Meir says you do make that chor, even though it's a small chor, you are mashlim it to make it the dimensions of dalid al dalid to make it considered to be a reshus hayochid. V'Rabbanon savre ein choikigin lahashlim. And the Rabbanon said you don't choikim lahashlim. Elolav shmamina b'koisil deles bechor shmamina. Must be that with this wall that we're talking about is not talking about a wall that had a hole in it. In other words, since Rabbi Meir is the Stam Mishnah, and over here he's of the opinion, we see that if there is a hole, he enlarges the hole to be the dimension that's necessary. So therefore, even though there's a small hole, if there would be indeed a small hole, then it would have to be, then it can just be a Rishus HaYochid, because then he would enlarge it to be Dalid al Dalid. Elamai, we see from here that since the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, that the Mishnah is not talking about where there's a hole in the wall.